Here is a clip. On May 16th, there's going to launch the Studs Terkel Radio Archive that will offer 5,000 of Studs Terkel's programs free to the public. It's such a vast treasure trove. Here is a short bit of Studs from 1958 with Sidney Poitier.
Why did you want to become an actor? What is it about acting?
Well, I think there is that about acting that affords me an expression that I couldn't find anywhere else. I sometimes like to think of myself as not very... I'm a pretty emotionally stirred up dude, you know. And I need a great many releases. And as our Western civilization becomes more mechanized, I need additional outlets still. And acting at the time, when I was 17, 18 years old, acting offered me an area where I could be an exhibitionist, where I could give vent to some of my frustrations, where I could pour out some of my confusion and other ills into a fictitious character.
As well as your strengths, too.
Yes.
If I may interject.
Such as they were.
Such as they are.
Thank you. And I used the theater, I used acting and acting classes as a therapy. I would go there after working in the garment district or any other of the 14, 18 places I did work. I would go to class at night and I would sit and study and do scenes and read. And I felt, you know, that this is something that gives me a badge of distinction. I can be many things here. And the areas of life, socially and otherwise, that were then restricted to me, I had ways of retaliating in this kind of illusion, you know, and...
You can be many things, you said, which leads to, I think, to a point here. Obviously, but The Defiant One is an adult film. You've been in two remarkably adult films. The treatment here of the Negro, not as the old-fashioned stereotype, not the porter, not always the bootblack or the cow tower, but as a human being. And this leads to a question. Have you thought of the idea? I know this has occurred. The late Canada Lee played Caliban in The Tempest. We read of the tremendous Negro actor of a century or more ago, Ira Aldridge, who played Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Has the thought of playing a role, a person who is not necessarily Negro, just an actor, he is neither Negro nor white, just a certain character, has this thought occurred to you or come into your ken?
Oh, of course it has. I play Negro parts because this is the period in history when I must play Negro parts. I think that in 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 20 years, there will come a time when there will be more stress on merit and on creative ability than on the than is paid now. Now we give credence to casting according to type, you see. We do this primarily, I think, because we don't have a standard, a real standard in the American theater. Had we a standard in the American theater, as, for instance, they have somewhat of a standard in England and other European countries, the actor, regardless of his origin, once he has developed to a point where he can... where he can compete on a certain professional level, then his talent is employed, not what he represents socially or what he looks like or the place he may have in the society. His talent is employed, and if that talent is found in an Egyptian, or if it is found in an American Indian, I see no reason why an American Indian cannot play Shakespeare if he happens to be a tremendous Shakespearean actor. You follow?
Well,
that was Studs Terkel talking to Sidney Poitier in 1958. That's going to be just one part of a massive repository of interviews, kind of the story of the 20th century, frankly, that's going to launch on May 16th, which would have been Studs' 100-and-something birthday. He was born in 1912, so it would have been his 106th birthday. And it's going to be free, ladies and gentlemen, free to the public. So jump on that.